You had to go out and visit them, remember where you saw them last, or imagine where they might have gone. To do this, you needed navigation skills, spatial awareness, a sense of direction, the ability to store maps of the landscape in your mind, and the motivation to get out and about. The Canadian anthropologist Ariane Burke believes that our ancestors developed all these attributes while trying to keep in touch with their neighbors. Eventually, our brains became primed for wayfinding. Meanwhile, the Neanderthals, who didn't travel as far, never fostered a spatial skill set. Despite being sophisticated hunters, well adapted to the cold and able to see in the dark, they went extinct, along with every other species of human, within a few tens of thousands of years of sapiens populating Europe. In the prehistoric Badlands, nothing was more useful than a circle of friends. Burke says there is archaeological evidence that early modern humans had extensive social networks. Those far-flung networks were essential to our culture, she explained in a phone call from her office at the University of Montreal. Remember that during the Paleolithic, there were comparatively few people around. This put a premium on being able to get information about a wider territory. Maintaining a spatially extensive social network was a way of ensuring your continued survival. You would need a very dynamic cognitive map, which you would constantly have to update with information about your contacts and what they were telling you about the landscape. There are some signs in the archaeological record that Neanderthals had also begun developing these skills, possibly as a response to the additional stress of competing with humans, but I suspect it was too little, too late. To find out what life was like in those early days, anthropologists have studied the few remaining groups of people who still practice the hunter-gatherer lifestyle of our ancestors, such as the Aceh in eastern Paraguay and the Kung in the Kalahari Desert in southern Africa. In areas where they are still able to roam unhindered, their patterns of subsistence have changed little in tens of thousands of years. On a typical day in the rainforest, the Aceh might spend 7 or 8 hours hunting armadillos or deer, gathering fruit and honey, moving camp, cutting new trails, or walking to visit the camps of their neighbors. The Kung are likewise almost always on the move, whether searching for water, collecting berries and tubers, chasing down deer during a persistence hunt, or tracking wounded animals, an exercise that can take several days and requires significant skill. Both the Kung and the Aceh think nothing of walking a few dozen miles to exchange stories and news with another group, though both are outclassed by the Hiwi in Venezuela, who have been known to walk 60 miles through day and night to visit a neighboring village before walking back again a couple of hours later.